Catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Friday, April 16th. I'm Anthony Montalto, and this is The Point from WUFT News. Racial equity is among the top priorities for Alachua County's elected officials. This week, 17 elected officials from Alachua County School Board, Alachua County Commission, and Gainesville City Commission met to outline changes they'd like to make to better serve the community. WUFT's Brianna Farrell was at the nearly 8-hour meeting, and she told me all about it. She starts by telling me the significance of the meeting.
So this meeting is important because it conjoined the Alachua County Public Schools Board, the Alachua County Commission, and Gainesville City Commission in a joint meeting on Wednesday, where they tackled a wide agenda, which focused on five items. And that included youth literacy and programming, digital access, transportation, and school rezoning. This is a very important meeting because the last held joint meeting happened 3 years ago. So they were all coming together to kind of share their ideas about how they can improve the community and come together.
A lot of things can change over 3 years. A lot of things changed in the last year, as we know pretty well. So what are some of the things that they talked about?
The first agenda item was working with this institute called Lectio Institute. And it works with school district states and philanthropists on working to ensure that the county's children can read at grade level by the end of third grade, because actually 2/3 of students cannot reach that level. So they were pushing to see kids read proficiently. And there's multiple programs, not only the one that they're working with the Institute, but also the SAIL program, which is connected to the University of Florida. And the SAIL stands for Summer Adventures in Literacy, to connect elementary school students' experiences, their life experience, with what they're reading in the passage so they can read. Not only do they talk about youth literacy, but another important thing was the youth programming, which kind of aligns with the literacy programs, because there was a very the executive director of the Children's Trust of Alachua County, Colin Murphy, offered a presentation on youth programming and had a very well thought out presentation on how he thinks children can thrive in their environment. And it's not just the academic learning, it's the emotional, it's the social pieces that kind of help them to grow as a person, grow their character. And if you don't have the social and emotional skills in academics or in life, you're not going to be able to grow. So that was another topic that came up in the meeting. And those were two very important things that were the first topic. Another very important thing was the transportation and rezoning. Where the transportation was a really big issue because the elected officials did discuss a new route that was very costly. The route would cost $460,000. It would run through like the elementary school I, which is a new elementary school that is expected to be completed in August of 2021, and the Meadowbrook Elementary School, which would both benefit from the service. But the elected officials got into like a heated debate between how expensive it was and the importance of families having those that type of transportation, getting the parents to their children to attend after-school activities and volunteer programs. So they have not yet come to like a full solution for that, but they're looking for better ideas, and we'll be talking about that in the future.
The last question I have here is, what's next?
So what's next is a great question. Their goal is to kind of reprogram these schools and improve them by not only just rezoning these schools, but also creating new schools and funding new schools and buying more land. But it's going to cost a lot of money. I mean, millions and millions of dollars. But they're planning to build these schools near the east side and west side, and kind of try to limit the overcapacity that's happening right now. And they will also be talking about transportation issues in the future going forward, especially with having agreement with RTS routes and getting more routes out there for the families so that the parents can see their children during lunch or volunteer at the school or pick them up or join the after-school programs that these families kind of need to connect.
Brianna, thank you so much for your reporting on this.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was WUFT reporter Brianna Farrell on her latest story about a recent meeting about racial equity with 17 Alachua County elected officials. For more on this story and for more news that matters to you, head over to WUFT.org. Now let's get into some top headlines. In Tallahassee, lawmakers are inching closer to passing a controversial House bill that would limit transgender students in sports. According to the Associated Press, the bill passed the House Wednesday and would ban transgender women from playing on sports teams designated for biological females. Those for the bill say it's about protecting women. Critics say it's unnecessary and harmful. Florida Fish and Wildlife officials are warning Sarasota County residents about a new bloom of red tide. According to WFTS in Tampa, the organism that causes red tide was found at background to medium concentrations in Sarasota County. Red tide produces toxic chemicals that can affect marine life and humans alike. FWC says any respiratory irritation in humans usually clears up quickly and that it's usually safe to go swimming, though some might have irritated skin afterwards. Lions and tigers and spiders? Oh my, that's right. According to WSVN, Zoo Miami staff helped to discover a brand new spider species in South Florida. It was first found back in 2012, so an employee snapped a picture. It didn't match any description of known species in the area. 2 years later, they found another. This one made it to Dr. Rebecca Godwin in Georgia, who determined it was a previously undescribed species. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox daily at 8 a.m. Head over to WUFT.org for more info. It's just a click away. I'm Anthony Montalto, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a happy Friday.